Joyce, can you comment on what has been reported and what you've seen in terms of side effects and toxicity of Avastin in breast cancer? Of course, we have a lot more experience in medical oncology in colon cancers where it was first used. What do we know about the side effects and toxicity in breast cancer and what was seen in that trial?
The E2100 had very few in the way of grade 3-4 toxicities. Maybe a couple of percent of patients had grade 3 hypertension. I don't think there was any grade 4. I don't think there was any serious cardiac toxicity. A few percent of patients had grade 3 or 4 proteinuria. There's certainly some grade 2 hypertension, and George could probably tell us the exact percentage, but very little in the way of serious adverse events in the E2100 trial. George, I don't know what the incidence of grade 2 is. Do you know?
Well, actually, hypertension has a very strange grading system in the CTC criteria. So actually, if you have hypertension that requires a change in therapy, and that's either starting an antihypertensive or adding a new antihypertensive onto an old one, that's grade 3 toxicity. Now, none of us in the room, I think, would normally consider that grade 3 anything. That's the average 52-year-old with a blood pressure of 105 over 92, okay? That actually occurred in about, I think, 14 or 15% of patients. But if you ask, I think, the question Joyce is getting to, which is how many of those women actually suffered as a result of a hypertensive problem, the answer is it's a tiny number. One or two patients had sufficiently severe hypertension that you really would have had to have taken the patient off the drug.
Eric, you did the commentary when Kathy presented the E2100. You followed it up by discussing it. Can you put a little bit more in clinical context what you think this means in terms of patient care, both in terms of the benefit that potentially is offered to the patient as well as to the downside, and what kinds of patients weren't eligible for the study?
So the study was open to women essentially who had HER2-negative disease. There were perhaps a handful of patients with HER2-positive disease who had received Herceptin on a preoperative or adjuvant pilot or some such thing. But essentially, the study was comprised of two-thirds of women who had ER-positive breast cancer and a third of women who had ER-negative breast cancer who, since they had HER2-negative disease, had triple-negative disease like this. Apart from that, the study was actually relatively permissive. Most, but not all, of the patients had not received a taxane like this woman. And of interest, although the group is small, the women who had received a taxane before actually appeared to get every bit as much benefit from bevacizumab as those who hadn't. And of course, they did look for CNS disease because of concerns about bleeding, and so all of the women on the ECOG trial had had negative scans of their brain.